and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I know I sound like a Muppet, and I apologize for that. That's this is my post-conference voice. I was in Chicago last week at RT, and I think I talked too much. That's all I can say about that. I'm not going to admit that there might have been a lack of sleep or alcohol involved or anything else. I'm pretty sure that all I did that I'm willing to fess up to is I talked too much. And if anybody has proof otherwise, I'd appreciate it if you kept it to yourself. Thank you. Okay, so tonight on the program, we have Ari Burke, and I'm very excited about it. And he's running a little late tonight. And normally, I would just, Sheila would call in, or my mother's probably saying. But honestly, he's worth the wait. So I've decided to just hang on and talk about him, but in a really nice way. Everybody, it's Ari, A-R-I, and it's Burke, B-E-R-K. So www.ariburke.com. And the reason I'm willing to just hang out and talk about the poor man, gosh, I hope he doesn't mind, is that I'm absolutely his newest fan. And people will vouch for this, not actually a big YA reader, haven't really dabbled much along with so many friends, but I know this book is probably for a younger audience, and I just didn't care. It was absolutely phenomenal. The book is called Death Watch, and it's the Undertaken trilogy. It's the start of the Undertaken trilogy. And I'm telling you, if you love gothic stories, if you love world building and just everything, it felt like a classic book from the start. And I'm sure I'm just blowing this all over the place, but it just transporting, magical, dark, shadowy, fabulous, fun. So there you go, Death Watch, the Undertaken trilogy. And that's it. Everybody go get it, darn it. I said so. And he's also a PhD at the university. I think I'm going to say Central Michigan. I better check that. I'm going to get in big trouble. I don't want people from Michigan sending me. So, yes. Central Michigan University, and he's a professor of, drumroll, mythology and folklore at the Department of English Language and Literature. And between you and me, if I'd known that I could be a professor of something as cool as mythology and folklore, I might have stayed in school a little longer. I'm just putting that out there. So anyway, all right. So when you get a chance, I'm begging you, www.ariburke.com. He's a writer. He's an artist. It's like Renaissance man all the way around. And some of the sketches in the books hint of future projects. It's like hanging out with Tolkien before he was Tolkien. That's what it feels like to me. So I've lured him onto the program, and I know he was running behind, so I didn't want to schedule anybody else or bump him off. But I promise I won't make it a long show tonight if Ari doesn't show up so we can reschedule him. But, oh, good Lord. Oh, my God, I'm such a fan. So, all right. So the Death Watch book is available now. And let me see what else there's. The critic stuff is just, I don't know. I don't think you can pay people to say this about your book. I wish I could. I mean, if there's an online website where you can bribe people to say nice things about your book, I wish somebody would send me that link. I would be ever so grateful if somebody could just send me that link. So there you go. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, who doesn't love him? I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, so here we go. So Ari Burke writes deftly about loss and love, mining a rich vein of ghostly folklore with wild, vivid prose, style, and wit, a marvelous tapestry of a book. And Holly Black said that. She's apparently a New York Times bestselling author, so I'm sure she knows what she's talking about, probably more than yours truly. Oh, my God. Okay, so that's it. I'm just all starstruck with this man. But let's see. We've got The Secret History of Hobgoblins and The Secret History of Mermaids and Creatures of the Deep, and all these books look so fantastic. Oh, my God. So where do I sign up to be this man's best friend on Facebook? Is there like a best BFF notice or something? The Runes of Elfland. Oh, my God. And a book on William Shakespeare. Oh, okay. So my Christmas budget is officially pretty much spent at this point. The How to Be a Viking book alone looks spectacular. Oh, I've always wanted to be a Viking. So, okay, everybody, I just wanted to really put in a plug because even though Eric couldn't make or join us tonight, it looks like I wanted to be sure and say how amazing it is to get to know him. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe when I sound less like Eartha Kitt meets Muppet Troll, maybe we can lure him back on the program. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. And I just want to say, if I met you at RT, thank you for everything. And if you weren't there this year, I'm going to look forward to meeting everybody in Kansas City next year. It was so much fun. I'll try to talk less and drink more. Maybe that's a good quote. Okay, everybody, thank you so much. And I promise we'll do a full program and make sure our guests don't have any mishaps next week. And thank you so much for joining us for Canned Laughter and Coffee. Thank you, everybody, for all your support. Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.